You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Welcome to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. I'm Emeka, your host, and this podcast is all about real estate, investing in real estate. I invest in multifamily, and I'm here to show you that regular people can invest in real estate. You don't need to have billions or millions. It's regular people like you and I who can invest in real estate today. So on this podcast, you'll hear from myself, as well as I'll bring different real estate professionals on from around the world to talk about their investing journey, strategies, market insights, or how they got into real estate so you can get started today as well. Stay ready, my friends. Hope you enjoy. What is going on, Stay Ready family? It is your boy, Emeka here. Today in another hotel, new shirt since I left my black shirt, but I'm still here to provide you value. And what are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about why syndication might not necessarily be the best route for you to go. So number one, let's start off with what is a syndication? Well, I'm a dumb it down, right? You might talk to someone who's more experienced than me who gives you a different definition, but they're all gonna mean the same thing. So what is a syndication? A syndication is where GPs, general partners, pull in money from a pool of investors. So it can be, you know, 5 to 10 people, maybe more. And we use the money from the pool of investors to close the deal. The money that we're raising from the investors could be to fund the down payment, the rehab, and, you know, any CapEx that you project, right? It can be for different things. Everyone can structure the deal slightly differently. But usually the splits between the GPs, who could be, you know, 5 to 7 people, 8 people, absolutely max, depending on the size of the deal, and the limited partners, LPs, the passive investors, the people you're pulling your money from, that can be almost infinitous. But keep in mind, the least amount of LPs, limited partners that you have, the better the returns for them. So you don't want to dilute the deal with crazy returns because you have way too many people in there putting in, you know, 10 bucks each. However, you know, why am I talking about syndications, right? Is that for beginners? Is it not? Is it for intermediate, the more experienced? The answer is yes, right? It's for everyone, right? I was a beginner and I got into my first multifamily deal through a syndication. And I never thought that one syndication was gonna, you know, retire me, right? Which some people do. But I knew that this is a long-term play. I'm in real estate for the long haul. Therefore, what I do now, I don't need the money now, right? Sometimes you may need it. There can be different kinds of situations because once you knock down a deal, the syndication with the GPs and LPs all committed, you can get an acquisition fee, right? For the hard work or to get reimbursed for the hard money, the money you can't get refunded. And that money can go... that money could be like from inspections, from the earnest money. Let's say it goes out of the 10-day period, whatever the period is. But you know, a lot of people get reimbursed at the acquisition. And that can be to reimburse plus, let's say, you know, 0 to 5% fee for the hard work. But everyone's different, right? One syndication is not the same. But it is a very common way to get into multifamily, especially large multifamily, because now your name, your business is on a large deal. Everything that happened with that deal counts towards your portfolio, and the banks will see that, right? It's huge, right? You might only own a small percentage of it. Like for me, like I have limited GP percentage based off my role, but it's still very beneficial, right? So why are we going to talk about syndications today, and why aren't we gonna, why am I saying that it's not the greatest if I'm doing it? Number one, I'm not saying it's not the greatest. I guess I should back up here. But, you know, depending on what your goal is, it really might not be for you because, you know, for us and my team, you know, none of us have just an exuberant amount of capital, right? We're raising a lot. And because we raise a lot, there is a lot of work that goes into it. And I'm not a capital raiser, right? I'm the boots on the ground, right? So whenever I'm getting a deal, usually at the beginning, I'm working hard. You know, I'm trying to raise money. I'm trying to be a capital raiser, but usually I'm not as efficient because I don't know the underwriter off the back of my head, right? Like, you know, someone like Nico Salgado might know. But as well as, you know, if you're looking for cash flow, right? Syndication, I would say probably 8 out of 10 times is not for you. Because what we're learning is a lot of limited partners are putting in lots of money, or, you know, they're putting in lots of money, or they're putting in, you know, their life savings into these deals, right? And we, and I especially, do not recommend putting in all your life savings. However, some people do this because they think they're gonna start making a bunch of monthly cash flow, quarterly cash flow, semi-annual cash flow. And we need to be real with ourselves. We need to be real with our investors and make sure they understand exactly what is going on, exactly how they're going to make their money, and exactly what the risks are. Because everything isn't perfect, right? The market could tank, the market could go bonkers in a great way, interest rates can drop. But the reality is, we don't know. And I've been in couple deals now and syndications, but I would say the biggest takeaway is, yes, most of the hard work is during, you know, the acquisition, maybe that first year, getting it, trying to get it stabilized. But, you know, once it kind of calms down, then it's kind of, you know, you can do, you know, visit once a week, just make sure things are going right, you know, checking on the contractor, you know, talk with the city for miscellaneous stuff. But you're not making money, right? You're doing work without money coming in directly, right? I won't get paid until we sell the property. We've already had it for 2 years, and we're only going to sell it once it's the right time. So, you know, it's kind of anticlimactic whenever you close a deal that says, you know, oh, I just closed on, you know, 100 units. But how much do you own, and how much money are you going to make monthly? Most likely none, unless you're a limited partner. And, you know, not much happens for you until 5 to 7 years later when you sell the property. That is not a bad thing. Let me be very clear here. That is not a bad thing. That is actually a great thing, right? It's like basically like a retirement that you get to get sooner with all these tax benefits. But, you know, whenever I got into it, right, you know, I'm trying to build for my future. I want to make monthly cash flow, and I will always be investing in multifamily. But I need to understand that if I want to get the cash flow that I'm looking for, there has to be another source of income or a way that I can get capital outside of my W-2, because I do have a family. I'm trying to build a house. But there has to be another way. So that's where smaller multifamily will always be good. Doing flips will always be good, right? Because that is a way to continue to have cash coming in until you sell the large multifamily in the syndication. And then you have a larger amount, right? Because you might own 1% GP percentage, but if the deal is $5 million, 1% doesn't sound too bad, does it? All right. So, whenever you get into a syndication as a limited partner or even as a GP, what is your goal, right? You really need to understand, I'm getting into this deal because of X, Y, Z. Right, not because I read a book on syndication, I heard it's great, I want to make money. Right, I'm in this deal because I know in 5 to 10 years I'm gonna get that, and then I'm gonna just keep reinvesting because I'm not gonna leave my W-2. This is just another investment. That's what a lot of limited partners are here for. Or if they already have a buttload of money, they just want to make sure they can get a good return on their money that's better than the banks. That's better than the stock market, right? Because they're always looking at those things. I've talked with multiple people who have money, and all their reasons for investing are pretty detailed, pretty meticulous, because They might know, okay, well, you know, I'm not the best with this stuff, but like the 10-year treasury makes me 4%, right? So if I'm getting your deal, I'm only making, you know, 5%, right? The risk is just not worth it, right? Even if they're intelligent and smart and they understand, you know, real estate is not a guarantee, but I trust you. That's a lot of work for them to, a lot of trust for them to put money into you. And if you are not in this for the long haul, if you think you just want cash flow, then syndication is definitely not for you, unless you can invest in the deal yourself, right? And I like to say, you got to understand the numbers. Understand, okay, I'm going to make this much money in 5 years. What other ways can you make that exact same amount of money in 5 years? And how much sweat equity do you need? That's typically how I judge things. Whenever I'm doing flips with partners, I let them know, hey, like this is what we can do. Just compare it to what else you can do this way and make that much money. But when it comes to syndication, syndications is a great way to build wealth. It is not a bad thing. I want to make sure that I'm very clear that when we are talking about syndications, syndications are amazing. It's how I got into multifamily. It's why I can claim I have over 30 units. I am a GP. My name is on there. My business name is on there, right? So I've done this. I am doing it. However, that is not making me monthly cash flow. I will get paid later on in life. So right now I am essentially working for delayed gratification. So if you want to get into real estate, and you want to jump into multifamily, the best way, the best route for you might just be, okay, either raising money for a smaller deal that, you know, you have people for, you be the main person handling it and you split 50-50, trying to build a duplex, you know, or just trying to, you know, do a burr for a quadplex, right? If you are looking for cash flow, the sweet spot will always be that smaller multifamily, and syndication might not always be the way to go. However, understand what your goal is and understand that if you want to get into multifamily and you think syndication is the way, so be it. But what is your 5 to 10 year goal and why are you in real estate? And no matter what strategy that you have, the reason that you're into real estate and the goal for real estate should always be top of mind, because that is what's going to cater to, that's what's going to basically drive your decisions. Until next time, family, see ya. Thanks for tuning in to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. If you enjoyed this podcast today, please give me a like and subscribe and tune in next week so you can hear another one. If you ever want to reach out to me, I'd love to talk to you about real estate. If you're ever interested in any of the deals that I have, I'm based here in Central Florida, reach out. My information is below. Hope to see you next week. Stay ready, my friend.